Entrepreneurs, innovators, dreamers.
Success isn't just a destination, it's the story, the struggles, the sacrifices, the late nights and moments of doubt. It's the part that no one sees, the grind that happens between the lines. Here, we go beyond the headlines, past the false images, and dive deep into real journeys. The ones who dare to believe, to build something from nothing, and turn the vision into reality. This is their space, their truth, their blueprint. I'm JD Adamijo, and this is Between the Lines.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Between the Lines, the podcast where we dive deeper into the headlines and share real success stories. I am your host, JD Adamijo, and it's not always about the destination, it's about the journey. As you can see beside me, there's no one here for today's episode interview. This is episode zero of BTL, where I come on here and just share a little bit about my story and how this all became about. I'm 27 years old from Plainview, Texas, man, born and raised, 10th in Denver, man, shout out the hood, man, and, you know, as a kid, you don't live with worries. You're just worried about having fun with your friends, you know, and getting what you want. And we have dreams. Growing up, you want to be a professional baseball player, football player, you know, be an actor, be a millionaire, doing whatever you want to do, a storybook ending. But it's not always like that. You know, growing up in Plainview, deciding what I wanted to do as you get older, you know, get into your senior year, the question is asked, what are you going to do? Go to college or go to work? Go to the military. Military was not ever an option. My dad always hung up the phone whenever they called. Work, I didn't want to work at the time. Who does at 18? So college was the answer for me. It was always pushed into my head anyway to go to college and get a degree. And, you know, it was hard. You know, I wasn't the smartest kid in school, in high school. Yeah, I had an okay ACT in the rank, but it was good enough to get into the BT, you know. Shout out my boy Sean, that was my roommate, you know, ended up going to WC for a year. And, you know, throughout that year, it was very tough for me to, you know, get into that school mode. And, you know, because you're parent free, finally, and you get to do whatever you want, you get a little bit of freedom. So you have to be accountable and responsible for yourself to go to classes and do all that stuff. And, you know, it was hard, but I did it. A lot of people didn't think I was going to do it. They didn't think I was going to pass. They didn't think I was going to finish the year because I was going to party too much and do whatever it was. I did join Sigma Nu. Shout out Sigma Nu. One of the best times of my life. It was awesome. Ended up transferring to Texas Tech University. Always wanted to go there. You know, living in Plainview down the road, coming up to Lubbock to go out to eat and go to the Tech football games, basketball games, baseball games. You know, who doesn't want to go to D1 college that's down the road and that's been your favorite team forever? Transferred here to with my boy Ryan and Javi, man. Shout out Shaw. Probably one of the best decisions I ever made. Lived the full college experience. It was so much fun. I had a blast. Met so many people. You know, so many different people. It was so overwhelming at times. But, you know, getting to know the different people, different backgrounds of my friends and where they came from was so awesome because you would have never guessed we would have became friends. And it was so cool. But there was 4 years, 5 years. It took an extra year because why not? It was tough. You know, I used all six of my drops because, you know, I was having a little bit too much fun, you know, getting people to do my homework and, you know, going in test day not knowing the material because, you know, I'd have someone else do it for me. But, hey, doesn't matter. Ended up graduating in 2021 with a bachelor's in sports management. Never thought I would have ever experienced walking a stage because, you know, where I come from, not a lot of people get to do so. And, you know, being a first-generation college student was something that I will always hold dear to my heart to be able to say that to people that I meet because it's so amazing that, you know, my family did whatever they could to get me through college, and I certainly did, you know. So walking that stage was just a proud moment for me, but also my friends and family because it was, you know, a spark or a reminder where, hey, if you put your mind to it, you can really do it. And that's just how I'm raised and how I am. You know, so eventually, a week later, I decided, hey, why not go back and get a master's degree? You know, you can do more. And applied, I got in. You know, those 2 years of grad school was probably the best years of my life academic-wise because I was actually locked in and focused and wanting to learn the material that was being taught to me in my future career. You know, unfortunately, things didn't happen that way. I'm not in my career path that I expected to be in, but I am in a great spot and I could I'm grateful for the spot that I am today. You know, got my own place and all that stuff, so not too much into that category. But, you know, hopefully one day I do have another podcast that I created in college called Talk That Talk Sports Podcast. It was my master's, during my master's years. It was a project, obviously, created a podcast, and I just decided the sports podcast, brought my boys Eric and Michael on. Shout out y'all. And hopefully, maybe one day I can, you know, blow up with BTL and Talk That Talk Sports and become a podcaster. Who knows? This is not very, I guess it kind of is in my comfort zone because I do make videos on Talk That Talk about sports, but this is a little different area. You know, I've always been fascinated into the journey of what people's stories are. You know, it's not always a straight line, it's roller coasters. You're gonna get knocked down in life, but you always got to get back up and have faith in the man upstairs. He's always going to guide you to the right positions and get you out of those dark moments. You certainly did it for me, and I'm probably going to get knocked down in life again and again, and I'm going to continue to get back up because that's just who I am. You know, I want to get the most out of myself. That way I can, you know, pass it down generations if that happens. You know, one thing my dad always told me was to be better than him, and that will always stick with me in my heart because I will always try to be better then, you know, whoever I can, however I can, you know, that's just the way I am. And I'm going to continue to grow and show people the world what I can do. You know, hopefully these interviews, the people that I come on, that come on this channel and get interviewed, you know, give y'all a little inspiration about their story and push you to want to step out of your comfort zone and go reach that dream, whatever it is. You know, whatever, if it's not college and going to work or starting your own business or doing whatever it is, hopefully we can inspire you to be to step out and go do it, because why not? You live one life, you know, who cares what people think? And that's you know, a reason why a lot of people don't do step out of their comfort zone, because they're worried about what people think. Who cares? Just do it, man. And I appreciate y'all listening and tuning into this video. This is not something I really do, with share my feelings and my thoughts and, you know, about myself. But hey, for the content and the channel, man, it's worth it. And, you know, sometimes it's always good to talk, and hopefully, you know, hearing the people that on this podcast talk about their journeys and their struggles and their successes, you know, does something to the viewers. And, you know, can't wait to just get this going and share the journey with y'all. Thank you in advance for supporting and, you know, sharing and liking, whatever it is. I really appreciate y'all, man, and I can't wait to get this going, man. Talk That Talk, let's get it. See what I did? I just messed up. That was probably the best the best interview that I did. I probably shot this like 5 times. See, I'm used to it, I always say Talk That Talk, we're out. But this is Between the Lines, man, and welcome to the channel, and can't wait to get this going, man. Here we go.